This is MergerCast by Strategy And, a podcast exploring the world of mergers, acquisitions, and restructurings. Strategy And, part of the PwC network.
Welcome to MergerCast. I'm Jane Searle. Today, we're discussing a pressing challenge for telecoms, the need to digitise, simplify, and consolidate if they wish to remain relevant. We'll look at the risks of a business-as-usual approach, what companies must do to stay competitive, and what a CEO agenda might look like. Discussing this topic with me is Dr. Roman Friedrich, a Managing Director with Strategy And Germany based in Dusseldorf, and Rolf Meeken, partner with Strategy And UK based in London. Now, Rolf, could you outline the state of play for telcos and why the current industry risks becoming outdated?
Look, I think what we're seeing is a number of forces coming together at this time. The first one is the markets in which telcos are operating are today pretty low growth, particularly in the developed world. And even in the emerging markets, the growth rate is decelerating fast as these markets become saturated and we have multiple competitors, whether we're talking about mobile or broadband. The second factor is new forms of competition have been entering the telcos market, enabled by technology and the internet, and have cannibalized previous core products such as text that were previously lucrative for the telco operators. These new challenging over-the-top models are driving the telcos' space to play to a mainly data market, in which the volumes of data load that are being put on telcos' networks is ever increasing. But the ability that they have to charge their customers more and more for it is limited. Many customers are used to paying a certain amount for their telecom services, and there's resistance to paying additional amounts in line with the data volumes. So the data load on networks is growing fast, but revenue per megabit is declining. And this is leading at the same time to a need for more and more capacity to be added to those networks, and therefore for the telcos to continue to increase more and more CapEx at a time in which revenues are really not growing. And this then puts them into a difficult light with investors. So there are generational shifts going on in the meantime in how customers consume telecoms and entertainment services. And many customers are wanting to be in charge of their customer journeys in a digital way, many times mobile first. And it's not just the millennials that are starting to shift their behaviors in that way. So telcos need to digitize to address two really urgent risks that we set out in the paper. The first is that their cost structure becomes unsustainable for the reasons that I've mentioned about these vast explosion of data loads, and that the margins start to erode. And so their investors become dissatisfied. The second risk that they need to address is that they start to be viewed as not relevant and not easy to deal with for customers who are used to dealing online with many of the new challenging over-the-top players. And this will have implications ultimately for customer retention and customer loyalty.
And Roman, what must companies do to remain competitive?
You see, ultimately we do believe that a telco needs to become a digital telco. I know that the buzzword, and a digital telco could mean a lot. But irrespective of whether a future telco will offer a huge range of new digital services or whether they will remain with their current product and services they do have, they need to digitize the way how they interact with their customers, how they serve them, be it in the sales process and the service process. So digitization is really at the core of what telcos need to do. But it's not so easy to get there. It might sound easy, let's digitize our customer interaction. But in order to do so, we expect telcos first to simplify how they're operating today. Because today we have a very clumsy, large, comprehensive product portfolio that we can't take into the digital age. The products are and services are not really convenient, are not what the customers are expecting to see. And also the processes are not very, very customer-centric. So they first need to simplify before they then transfer what they have and what remains to a digital platform. So digitization as an objective via simplification. And we also do expect telcos, in particular in those markets, in those geographies where we see a lot of fragmentation, to consolidate further. It will support digitalization because we can run more efficiently our processes if we have more scale. So consolidation as a prerequisite to run a scale-efficient business. That is the other important lever. So three important levers, actually. Simplify, digitize, and consolidate. That's our main recommendation for CEOs today.
Turning to the CEO's agenda, Rolf, could you outline some important choices management need to make to remain relevant?
There are many, many choices that now need to be confronted, we believe, to thrive and survive in this more challenging competitive market. One is around priorities. So Roman has just talked about some of the things that telcos need to do to become digital. But of course, in the meantime, they have a business to run, they have customers to keep happy, and they have investors to satisfy. So many of these things involve management time and leadership, and therefore that's a finite quantity and there's a need for prioritization. So CEOs and management boards need to really think about the change they need to make and how they should prioritize and sequence those different changes. You know, there's a lot of activity that could be put into creating new digital business models to grow revenues. In the short term, those revenues are likely to be quite small in respect of the legacy revenues. How much of a priority should that be? At the same time, cost and the need to simplify the business to reduce cost seems to have a very strong business case and to have a large impact, but it's really difficult to do. It's really difficult to do while running the existing business that you have. And the third point is really about having the right environment, culture, and the right digital talent in the business to enable the changes to take place and to enable the changes to stick. So there are many additional things on management's plate, and there is a need to prioritize and sequence and to really think about it. Take digital talent, for example. How can a telco become digital unless it's bringing in additional skill sets, be it in analytics or be it in business analysis or simplification? Many new talents are required, and it's important to bring new blood from outside of the industry, given that the future competitors and the current competitors are not just within the industry. I think a final challenge on the agenda is how to fund all of this. You know, over the years, telcos have gone from being growth stocks to now being really kind of yield stocks, relatively low growth, but predictable generation of cash. With some of the changes that are required, there will be a need to invest. And for a period of time, perhaps parallel run different network technologies and to invest in new capabilities. How should telcos fund that while at the same time continuing to deliver on investors' expectations? You know, there may be a need to change the narrative to the market about the financial characteristics of the telco while this transformation is taking place.
And looking forward now, Roman, what will a successful telco look like as the industry evolves?
There's no clear answer. However, there's one clear answer. The answer is the current model will not work. The business usual model is not sustainable and will not be convincing and competitive in the market. So we know for sure telcos need to become more digital and need to change. But which kind of value creation model to pick? That is a very specific individual choice because it depends on what kind of capabilities does a telco dare to build or is a telco convinced to be able to build? Because we need really a coherent way to play. That's the way how we call it. Current way to play means you need to have the right HR capabilities, processes, IT systems, and operating model in place. So in a nutshell, we do see, and it's black and white now, but we do see three different fundamental different type of archetypes. One is you're becoming kind of a bit pipe, the famous dump bit pipe or smart bit pipe, where you don't do any innovation. In that case, a lot of cost reduction would be required because we don't need all those kind of sales and service people, but it could be very attractive, this model, from a marketing perspective. The other model that we see very often today is what we call the digital enabler. A telco would basically provide a platform for other digital players, over-the-top players, to offer their services, And the last one, probably the most ambitious one, although with the highest value creation potential, is what we call a full-fledged digital service provider. That's the most ambitious model, although the most attractive one, but it would mean the telcos are basically competing against the over-the-top players and the digital service providers head-to-head. Very ambitious, as I said, but very attractive.
That concludes our episode of MergerCast. Thank you to our guests, Dr. Roman Friedrich and Rolf Meekin. And thank you for listening to MergerCast by Strategy And, as we explore the world of mergers, acquisitions, and restructures.
This has been MergerCast by Strategy And. For more information on Strategy And's service offerings in mergers and restructurings, please visit strategyand.pwc.com/mergers. Strategy And, part of the PwC network.